podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everyone. This is episode number 74, season 2, episode 29. I realized as I was writing all my notes out that we are releasing this show on February 9th, which is 2/9. And you know I love number shit, so I feel like this is going to be a good episode.
That is awesome.
I know.
Wait, I don't. 2/9. What's the significance? Am I being stupid?
It's season 2, episode 29, and we're releasing it on 2/9.
Oh, yeah. See, I just heard 74 and I didn't hear any other numbers. It was too many numbers in a row.
I'm a numbers person. Yeah. So,
I was too busy trying to think of a funny joke about 74 and I was coming up empty.
Fair enough.
Early onset Alzheimer's. Well, I guess it's 74. That's just regular onset Alzheimer. Nailed it.
All right. We are Alzheimer's jokes 1 minute into the show.
Knew I'd find it.
You got it. Good job. Keep up the good work.
I'll be here for the next hour.
Anyway, it is February 6th. I am officially 2 days overdue and really happy about it.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent.
I have more energy today than I did last week, so that's a plus. Last week, had my resting podcast face with my Phoebe Buffay sexy voice, and
last week you did not think that we would be here.
No. I didn't either. Remember on Friday when I was like, guys, I think I'm starting to lose my mucus plug. So let's just plan on not recording on Tuesday because surely I'm going to have a baby by then.
Meanwhile, the rest of us were like, your mucus, what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you for making me live that particularly gross moment in my day.
Oh my God, it looks like snot. It's not a big deal. I mean, when I googled to make sure that, because, you know, it looked very different than with Zach, so we won't even go into it. But when I googled it, I kind of had that same effect like when you Google lemon party and people are like, don't do it. And you're like, but I really want to. And then you're like, oh, why did I do that? Well, I had the same effect. I was like, all right, not cool with seeing things coming out of other people.
Now, God, I fucking hate to ask, but what is the lemon thing? I don't want to know. Don't open the box. No.
Good. Oh, I sort of thought I was the only one that didn't know what it was, so I was just going to, like, nod along and pretend like I did. Because I didn't want to look uncool.
This is from, like, 6 or 7 years ago, Lemon Party, that whole thing was a thing.
Where are the lemons going?
Yeah. What was that, is it like blue cheese dick or something? That is the other thing people always say. Never. There's another thing.
Who is saying this? Who are these people? What are these things?
It's like an internet thing. What is it? The blue something?
Yeah, it's some sort of disease.
Yeah, and it's a really gross disease, and you're like, you know, it's like a rotted vagina or something. All right, now we're 3.5 minutes in, and we're getting even better.
I just have to say, though, Amanda, I love that you said that you were just going to, like, nod and smile, because I 100% do that, like, way more than anyone probably suspects. So I wonder how many times we're both just nodding.
Okay, let's vow here and now to never do it again.
Okay.
What will our signal be if someone doesn't understand what's going on? What's the signal going to be? Mucus plug.
No. Nobody Google that. Because, again, I made that mistake. I was looking at a real one and looked at the pictures and was, like, totally grossed out. So please don't.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll workshop it.
Let's move off that subject because we're trying to increase listeners.
Right.
We just turned a whole lot of people off.
Sorry if you can't.
No, our listeners have a stronger stomach than that.
The ones that have been here a while.
I'm sorry that you guys can't hear me over my chewing.
It's okay. It's been a while since we've had a crunch, loud
chip.
I got a chip for you that we'll talk about in a little bit.
That's where I was going with that.
I'm overdue.
I believe what they call, in the biz, they call that a setup.
Was I premature? Not like your baby.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I went there and she was like, you're here. And I was like, yeah, bitch, you fucking told me at 37 weeks that I wasn't going to make, or 36 weeks that I wasn't going to make it to 39 weeks. And here I am.
Somehow here weeks we are.
Day. And she was like, that's okay. Blah, 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 blah. She's like so nice and stuff. And then she's like, do you want to set up an induction date? And I was like, yes, yes, I do. So she's like, okay, well, you know, get dressed and open, crack open the door so we know, and we'll come in and we'll set something up. So I hear her on the phone with the hospital at the desk, like, you know, outside of my room. And I hear her go, oh, there's already 6 scheduled. Okay. Well, can we get her on the wait list? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So
February, man.
Yeah. So she puts me, yeah, May, really, hopping month. Apparently, but so she puts me on, she comes in and she's like, so you're on the wait list, but don't worry, something will open up. Something always opens up this time of year. It's not that competitive. I mean, it's not like you're trying to get an induction scheduled for September. That's when it's really, really booked up.
Really?
I guess, September, October are busy months for popping out kids.
People are just so cold in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess winter. That's probably, I'm sure studies have been done.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. So she guaranteed me that I wouldn't be, or strongly thought that I wouldn't be there past 39 weeks. She strongly thought that I would get off the wait list for February 12th. And I was like, well, how about February 9th? Well, let's move me up to Friday. Well, he's already cooked. Who cares? She was like, oh, no. No, no. And I was like,
oh, but
whatever.
you did get off the wait list.
Oh, I did. So they call me today and I see it's them. And I'm like, oh, my God, I must be off the list. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Like, my heart is pounding as I answer the phone. I'm like, hello. And they're like, so nothing's opened up yet. So we're going to bump you off the list and move you to February 13th, Tuesday instead. But, you know, you got the last appointment. You got the last open spot for the day. So it'll be sometime between 7 and 9 a.m. And I was just like, what about Sunday?
Right. Or you just have to hope you go before then and it all will not be, it'll all be a non-issue.
Yeah. Yes. I had to leave for a luncheon for work about like a half an hour after this. So like I held together at work and then I got in my car and I totally cried. I was like, I don't want to wait another day. So, yes, I had a giant pity party for myself.
And then
I realized, though, that February 13th is the day that we officially got the house last year. And if you listened last year, all that crazy story. So February 9th is the day that we signed everything. But, you know, it almost went to auctioned off at the courthouse and all that whole dramatic mess because the guy was short, like, you know, $100 or whatever the fuck it was. Oh, no, $10,000, or wasn't I? I was like, nobody cares about $10,000. Like, we do. So that's, I remembered that, like, as I was in my middle of my coming out of my giant pity party and was like, all right, well, I guess that's kind of cool if I can suck it up and, you know, make a date thing out of it. And if he's born on Friday the 9th, that'll be 29. And Jay and I started dating on the 29th and we got married on the 29th of a month. So that's kind of cool.
Nice. But
also, the deed of the house, even though it went through on the 13th, when I got the information for the tax stuff, it like officially started on the day we signed, which was the 9th. So those are kind of cool days, I guess.
Yeah.
And we got a million people I know, including one of our listeners, Matt, who's born on February 10th. So that's cool.
Yeah. Well, any day he's born will become a special number day for you.
I know. I just so I have to like matter. Psych myself up for these further out numbers. Like, I'm like, really? Yeah, really. January 31st would have been a cool day. February 1st would have been a cool day. February 2nd would have been a cool day. Groundhog Day, baby.
Maybe that's maybe it's his own version of Groundhog's Day. He like saw his shadow and was like, "Nope, staying in here."
Just chilling. But yeah, I've done like everything except I won't do the evening primrose oil thing because that's like sticking a capsule up your vag. I won't do that.
Doesn't sound fun.
And I won't do the castor oil because I've read like horror stories online about that too.
So what do you like? What are you supposed to do with the castor oil? Like eat it?
You drink it and it like makes you have diarrhea, which then loosens everything. And
makes you, I know about diarrhea.
Yeah, it makes you contract. And okay. I guess, but also the baby can like also have a bowel movement, which could be dangerous to them or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine you'd probably be pretty desperate. That sounds awful, like no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, so no, I kind of ruled that out. I'm doing a reflexology prenatal massage tomorrow, 7th. Because there's like certain pressure points that can trigger contractions and induce labor, hopefully.
So, holy shit.
That was my birthday present that I decided to give myself. YOLO.
Sounds good.
Okay, so here's a question that I'm going to regret asking. But yeah, when you go into the hospital to get induced, what did they do?
They give you Pitocin.
Which
in layman's terms?
Which is a drug that causes your uterine, your contractions. So they get your contractions like started for you. Or if you're already contracting, like with Zach, I needed the Pitocin because I wasn't dilating fast enough and my water had broken.
Oh my God. And this is like a drug the only use of which is to induce contractions? Or is it like used for something else?
I'm sure it's used for other things. I just have no need to know what they are, so I don't know.
Fair.
They do that. You can't really eat a whole lot. You can do like a clear liquid diet. And I got this whole sheet of instructions. But I don't know. We'll see. At the very least, on the 13th, I'm having a kid.
Nice. Well, I also heard, so I was in New Jersey this weekend visiting a college friend who is also pregnant currently with her second child, albeit not nearly as far along as you are. And she was saying that when you get induced, it actually makes the contractions a lot worse.
Yeah, that's
but, like, it speeds up like the intensity of them.
Yeah, but that's what an epidural is for.
Yeah, and that's what she says, that most women that get induced get the epidural because the contractions are much worse because you're it's unnatural.
Well,
because your body isn't revving itself up.
Yeah, well, I decided that even if I go on my own, I'm definitely getting the epidural again because that was, I don't really remember a whole lot from like being pregnant the first time in childbirth, but I do remember the glorious feeling of the epidural. So we're going to chase that dragon again.
Yeah. Well, it's like
Shandy's laughing at me.
Sorry, there was sirens in the background, so I was muting myself.
That's okay. I just want everyone to know that I made a funny and someone was laughing at it.
I was right there with you. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like normally I'm with you, but yeah, my friend Kim, who I was talking about, she's the only person I've ever
the one who made me my fake ID.
Yes. Yes. The very one. She's the only one I have ever talked to that gave me like a decent reason why women choose not to have an epidural. Because I'm like, it just seemed like a no-brainer to me. Like, why wouldn't you get one?
I think the recovery time is tougher with Pitocin and epidurals and all that. But
yeah, you know, well, and the spinal tap component. And then she also said the idea that you just can't feel anything from the waist down, so that it actually makes knowing when to push harder, that like you just have to kind of watch and you see, and then you're like, okay, go. And you're like, okay,
they lower.
Am I doing it? I can't tell. Am I doing it?
So with Zach, they lowered that for me as I approached 10 centimeters so I could feel all that. I still did a horrible job and they had to rip him out, but like, you know, had the opportunity to properly.
Is it like, but I feel like giving birth is not like a pass-fail thing. It's like, how can you do a bad job at it?
Well, some people push for like 2 minutes and some people push for an hour and 22 minutes. And that was me.
But I feel like that's not dependent on like the pusher.
It's yeah.
I don't know. My doctor was exactly. pretty, she was I mean, pretty frustrated with me. With the
like
push.
To be fair, you're also laying down, so gravity is not helping you.
Well,
like
I was exhausted though. I stayed
much
up
like
all
the
night.
Potty.
I didn't eat anything since like lunchtime that day before, so it'd been like almost 24 hours. I was totally gassed. I'm also a complete wimp, so there was a lot of outside factors. Regardless, though,
there was a baby being pushed out.
To each his own.
It's like, I don't see how one does good or bad in such a situation. I think you just, you do.
Yeah. Truth. You know, to each his own, though, when it comes to like being induced and epidurals and Pitocin.
Definitely to each her own.
To each her own. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I'm not advocating one way or another. I'm just standing up and being not ashamed that she was like, do you want an out? And I was like, yes, please.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting because I had always been up the thought that like, yeah, why wouldn't you get an epidural? And it was just sort of interesting to hear another point of view on it.
Yeah. So I'm done talking.
Awesome. Oh, so last week, here's something interesting. I went to a discussion about Stranger Things.
Oh,
yeah. Like there is this group in New York City, and I wish I could remember what it's called, but they take like professors from around the city and they do interesting lectures about like just random topics. And so this one was about Stranger Things and sort of making the argument that both seasons are a like present nostalgia for the Cold War, and it plays up a lot of Cold War themes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was absolutely fascinating. Like the woman that was giving the lecture was just like really interesting and just like a badass bitch. Like she like tattooed and really just super, super fascinating. And yeah, it was just like a really cool way to spend an evening after work. It was at this bar, like way, way out in Brooklyn, like further than I ever go. Like it felt like you were walking to the ends of the earth. And yeah, it was like in an abandoned like warehouse that like you sort of walked through the gate and you're like, am I about to go get murdered? Am I actually going to a bar? Is this a crazy cult thing? Am I going to get a new pair of sneakers and then end up dead?
Like, what is going on?
And yeah, it was really cool. It definitely made me think about the show in a different way. And it made me like extra excited to see where they go with the third season.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So Amanda, you're doing this thing where you're not on social media, right? Or you're unplugged from electronics.
Right.
You got crunchy this week.
So I've talked about it before. So I've been doing the artist way, which, I mean, most people have never heard of it. I had not until about a year ago, but it's, like a self-help book from, I believe it was originally written in the 80s ? But it's this whole like sort of self-help process to help you get back in touch with your inner creative self. So I'm doing it as a group with a few other people. And each week you have like a different thing to focus on. And this week, which is week 4, the big task is reading deprivation is what they call it. Again, because this book was written before, you know, television and social media was what it was. But essentially the rules it stands is that you can't read anything for a week, which in today's society, we extended to include no social media, no television, and no podcast. So pretty much anything that kind of distracts you from being with yourself. And the sort of thought process is that we ingest all this stuff in the same way that we ingest junk food, that you consume more of it than you probably should because it tastes so good. Mm-hmm. And the negative effects of it is that it makes you, you know, sort of makes you feel sluggish and it kind of bogs you down. So the thought is by like stripping yourself of it for a week, it sort of opens up your synapses to start firing again differently. But the short part of the story is that it kind of freaking sucks.
Fair enough.
So it's been kind of hard the past few days to not do your normal routine. Like I definitely am very aware how much these things are a part of my day in and day out. And sort of finding ways to fill those down moments has been a really interesting challenge. Thankfully, you can listen to music. So I've been listening to a lot more music, which has been wonderfully freeing. Like I forgot how much I miss music because I really don't listen to music as much these days because I'm so consumed with podcasts and everything else. But yeah, So I've been missing a lot. If people are missing my presence on the social webs, I'll be back.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's been kind of nice. It has been kind of nice to like not have to be worrying about what the rest of the world is doing. Mm-hmm. But it's only been 2 days. We'll see how I feel.
So you did not freak out when the stock market crashed, JK?
No. No.
You're like, bitch, I wouldn't have freaked out anyway.
I would have because my 403B has been looking pretty nice lately.
Yeah, that's funny. We checked Zach's 529 the other day, and then I checked it again after, I guess, 2 days ago, yesterday, whatever day, yesterday, 4 days ago when you're listening to this. And I was like, ooh, it really did drop, huh?
Maybe I'll wait and I won't look at my 403B for a few weeks.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll come back.
Mm, exactly. We have plenty of time.
Yeah.
We're not going to retire till before we're 74 anyway.
That shit's going to rise and fall a lot before we're ready for it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well,
Jandy, I think it's your turn.
My thing lately has been that I happened upon my old journals.
Ooh.
And I've been like, I know, like all kinds of like old papers and stuff recently that I've been going through. And all my old journals are there and I've never read them. So I have been going through and it's been a fucking trip. Like if anyone listening kept journals as a kid or whatever, like, and you still have them, I highly recommend going back. Like some
I
of
have
the,
mine.
Have you reread them?
I have not reread them, but I have them all here downstairs.
Yeah. It's been a roller coaster of emotions, as you might imagine from, you know, reading stuff from when you were having those roller coasters of emotions. But like it's super interesting because there's like you see like I don't know. I mean it's also super narcissistic and like I, you know, just sort of love to reflect upon myself. So it's like very up my alley. But it's interesting because you see like little bits of the person you become that are already there. And
I love that. I absolutely love what you just said.
2 days away from the world and she's waxing poetic.
I'm not. I'm just giving my girl some snaps. Jeez.
No, but there are things that like, you know, events in my life that I remember, but like reading about them, sometimes I, you know, you like remember things a little bit differently or I don't know. It's just crazy. And then some of the things that I say are just like, I literally laugh out loud because I'm just surprised at some of the things that I say. And like some of it, it'll go from, it's like very just like word vomity kind of like, what is that? Stream of consciousness mm-hmm. a lot of times. So it'll go from like one thing to the next without any sort of apparent like organization. Sometimes in the same like paragraph, it'll be, you know, two things that have nothing to do with each other. And I think that, you know, sometimes shows just like the age and the, you know, the youth and stuff. But then like every now and then there'll be something that's like so self-aware that I'm just like, where did that come from? And then two lines later, I'll sign off like, gotta go now. I really need to take a shit. Yeah. What?
That's amazing.
I talk like that. There are things like I thought that
because the thing to write it, they can just get up and go do that.
And that's not just once. I say a couple of things like that, like a couple of times. I talk about, oh my god, like I was so boy crazy, but like damn. And I just talk about it in ways that I didn't think that I would, like in a journal. Like I say, like I write the words like I'm so horny. Yeah. And that just like blew my mind because I just like I remember feeling that, but I don't remember having the words for that. You know, when I was like 13 or whatever, and I don't remember writing it because there's always the danger of somebody finding your journal. So yeah. I thought that I expected that I wrote less and less personal things than I wrote, but like no, there's like shit in there that would have gotten me in trouble definitely if the wrong person.
I remember because I was a big Sweet Valley High fan and I read like all the diaries that like the main characters had wrote. So I remember writing my diaries for all those years for future me to go back and
oh.
Mm. And they weren't like dear future me. It was like, because I don't remember all of them. And there's like 13 or 15 volumes of them. But like, I have distinct memories of like sitting in my room and thinking, okay, like write this the way if you were going to find it and not have read them for like 15 years. Wow. And yeah,
I did not.
So they're going to be like really like emo, because it's going to be like, just remember the way that you were feeling right now.
Oh, geez.
All of the drama.
Yeah.
No, I was never good at journals. I would like write like 3 days and I'd be really into it. And then it would be left for 3 years. And then I'd come back to it and like draw a picture of a flower. I'd like write a poem. Yeah. Then I'd like skip a few months. Yeah, I wasn't a good journaler.
Yeah, well, I was somewhere in between you guys, because there are times where like I would write almost every day. There are a couple of times where I wrote multiple entries in the same day.
Yeah, same.
And then there'll be like like 3 months and nothing, and then I'll come back to it. And yeah, I just thinking about how I definitely did not write them with the thought that I would one day go back and read them. There was this one thing where on one page, I ended my entry talking about what I was going to sing in the, like for solo day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And literally the next page, I start the entry off being like, oh, did I mention that I'm going to sing blah, blah, blah for my solo day? Yeah. Like literally.
Aww.
Just a couple lines ago. Like, yep, you did mention that.
Oh, that's adorable.
Little Shandy.
Little Shandy. Little Shandy had a lot of rage. Holy shit. That's the other thing that I don't remember so distinctly, like maybe in high school, but like in middle school, I don't remember all the rage. And I think that's mostly because I just kept it inside, but.
Or maybe because you were like encasing it in the journal. So you were writing it out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. There's a lot of all caps, man.
Well, if you come across any entries that you want to share, perhaps when we come back in a few weeks, we can have readings from Shandy's diary.
I posted a couple on Facebook.
I saw. That's why I asked, because I figured, well,
I did not.
Oh, you did not? Well, I can. Okay, the first one that I posted, and then I got kind of addicted. But the first one that I posted, so the reason that I posted it is because my cousin and I were 2 years apart. We grew up together. We lived in the same two towns. Like, we were born in the same town, and then we both of our families moved to a different town at the same time. So we're really close growing up, but when you're really young, those 2 years are kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
But there's this entry where I talk about how this is July 3rd, 1996. It's weird. So far this summer, I've played with Amber, that's my cousin, more than any other of my friends.
I like how you're in sixth grade and you still say I played with her.
That's another thing. Like I wouldn't have thought that I would have done that. But yeah, and I talk about it in other entries too, about like who I played with.
Yeah.
That summer. But anyway, so I played with Amber more than any of my friends, and she lives far away. So it's not like I'm just playing with her because she lives close or anything. I did have to bike across town to go to her house. I don't know. We're becoming not just cousins, but friends too.
Oh,
that's real sweet.
Yeah. Oh my god. There was this whole like drama also with this cat that I almost lost.
Oh.
That was interesting. Like when you see, like I can see some of the good and some of the bad attributes that I have like as an adult that are already here. Like I freak out about this cat. I mean, as well I should, but there are some of the things that I say. I was babysitting this cat with my brother and I talk about how, because this saga goes on. Like, he was gone for, like, a week. And I talk about how it's so unfair that my brother, like, basically can be so blasé about it. But I obviously didn't say blasé. But I was like, yeah, like, he's so relaxed about it. And he doesn't, like, obsess over it and think about it all the time. Meanwhile, like, me being me, like, I just dwell on it. And I can't get it out of my head. And, like, it was keeping me up. Like, yeah, that's me. Back, though.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Yeah. Cat always comes back.
Cat always comes back. And then I did skip ahead last night because I was curious. Because especially in college, I couldn't remember if I really, like, I did keep a journal, but in college it became much more about like keeping souvenirs and like little stuff like that. So I have a lot of like, you know, movie tickets like taped in there and stuff like that. And I couldn't remember having written a lot, but I actually wrote a lot more than I remember. But I was curious to see if I ever talk about Franck. And I found the entry last night where, like, I mentioned him for the first time.
Really?
It was in French.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it was in French?
It was in I started journaling in French, like, I think. Well, I will find out because I'm not quite there. I'm halfway through freshman year of high school right now. But I think I switched to French, like, and towards the end of high school, but definitely at the beginning of college. And then probably switched back at some point. But
so in high school, was that, like, just in, like, as a an extra form of security or as, like, practice for yourself? Or
I was just obsessed with everything French. So yeah. I think it was mostly just because I was so obsessed. But then it did offer that extra level of protection.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Which, actually, as a French teacher, this is going to be fascinating because I will get to see, like, what kind of errors I used to make when I was just learning French.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, because I've sometimes wondered that, but you're not conscious of it when, you know, except for, like, a few things that get pointed out to you so many times that you remember it. Like, you're not necessarily conscious of, like, your pattern of errors. So I'll be interested to see compared to, like, what I see students doing. But
right.
Well, it's me.
Probably also a great way to learn the language is to force yourself to write in it. Well, I guess you weren't forcing yourself because you enjoyed it, but.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Anyone that wants to learn foreign language, yes, I would say for sure. Like, when I was in high school, I was so in love with it that I was, like, reading books in French, and I was writing in French, and I was, like, watching movies in French. Even if they were American, I would, like, dub them in French just because that's how into it I was. But that's what you have to do if you want to learn a language.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah. I'm so envious. I think that's always why I kept trying to journal, because I just thought it was so cool. And I wanted to be a journaler. Just
all the cool girls are doing it.
Well, it just sounds like such a romantic way to capsule this part of, like, this moment in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just could never do it.
Well, you have your whole video from last year.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's nice.
Yeah.
That is, like, my sort of new
time capsule. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is like a modern time capsule. And yeah. I guess this sort of, and I think maybe that's something that I'm really enjoying about the morning pages that are part of this artist way. It's a, like, getting up and writing every morning. Mm-hmm. It's like more often than not, it is kind of like a therapeutic journaling than it is a writing mm-hmm. of any real creative idea.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you, that reminded me, I'm doing that second a day thing, but I'm going to start it when the baby's born and do it for his.
I love it.
I love it.
So now, of course, I bought it 3 fucking weeks ago thinking that I'd be using it a lot sooner, but.
Well, you could start it now. Like, I think there's something kind of cool with.
Start it. I want to do it from day one through day 365. So
it would have been cool to start it on your due date. And then take it up to
be a whole lot of just crying for a second a day. Once in a while, Zach hugging my stomach.
I think it'd be hard to look at now, but, you know, in a few years.
Nah, I'm going to do it when he's born. But yeah.
Well, how good. Will you do it the first day? Because I might do that if I ever have a kid. And sorry, Shannon, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just wondering about that first day. Like, are you going to be able to do it? Or, like, will Jay do it for you?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I'm just birthing a kid, but hey, like,
I mean, unless he's born, like, 11:58 and I'm otherwise occupied. But I will say, though,
she says through her epidural haze, 1 second a day, Jay, well, second day, phone.
Yeah. Well, we had the discussion, like, you know, what happens if there's an emergency, you know, or Jay was like, what happens if they need to give you, like, an emergency C-section? I was like, they can do the C-section, but they are not making me wear my glasses. I am not removing my contacts for any kind of surgery.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to be in pictures with my glasses on because I hate them.
When they make you take out? All I know about surgery is that they usually make you take out any body piercings.
Yeah,
you
and you can't wear, like, nail polish and stuff because they're keeping an eye on, like, if your fingers turn blue.
Oh, yeah.
Which I got a manicure, though, for the sake of hopefully taking pictures with nice nails. So they ain't removing that either. But
Let's hope you don't have to have a C-section.
Yeah.
But you're like awake during a C-section. It's just general anesthesia, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know. Every time I ever see pictures of somebody like post C-section, they always got like their glasses on or something. My sister had her glasses on. She also went to the hospital at 3 a.m. with preeclampsia, but still. I would not me. I'd be like, I don't care if I'm about to die. I'm putting my contacts in.
Full face of makeup. Let's do this.
Not even the makeup. I don't care if I don't have makeup on. I don't care what else I look like. I just don't want people to see me with my glasses on.
I still haven't fully mastered the art of putting in the contacts. So I'd be like, can you guys just give me 10 minutes?
Maybe, you know, the baby will come out in that time and we just won't have to do any of this. Yeah. I'll just spare you. Spare the anesthesia.
I did start blogging again as well, speaking of journaling and all that. I got like 4 posts in last week and 1 so far this week, and I have another one that I'm working on. So I've also been trying to make use of my extra mopey energy.
Channeling. I like it.
So I will post a non-disgusting birth story on there and announcements with pictures and stuff whenever it happens. And my blog is colorites.com. Okay.
Shameless plug over.
Do we want to talk about this Lady Dorito thing or?
Only because I have no idea what you're talking about.
As Shandy
and I'm intrigued. And we've got the sound effect.
Yeah. Am I stepping over anybody's story right now by asking that?
Nope.
Okay, no. Cool. So we had quite a bit of suggestions to talk about this. It's almost like people wanted to hear what we had to say. So Amanda went, say what now? What's a Lady Dorito?
Yep, I did say that, in case y'all didn't hear.
Yeah. So essentially, Doritos have revealed that they are launching a new lady-friendly version of the snack, which are quieter to eat and a lot less messy. Which I call bullshit on already, because that's like physically impossible, right? Unless they're soggy.
Well, that's fine. Here, I was just hoping they'd be shaped like vaginas.
Well, they're already kind of shaped like vaginas.
I know. That's why I was like, I just hope they like took the chip a little further.
Yeah, just like curled it up a little bit. Crafted that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then would those really be meant for like all women, or would they just be meant for straight men and gay women?
No, all women.
Yeah, everyone if can. You know.
Just in time for.
I was just making a joke about eating pussy. That's all.
They're just in time for the vagina monologues. Oh man, we should have released a episode next week, a maternity leave episode of some of our favorite female podcasting friends reading a vagina monologue.
Oh my god, we could still do that, right? Couldn't we? Could we do that?
I think the rights are free.
Yeah.
We fucking absolutely could.
I don't know. Stay tuned if we could actually like pull that together.
That's a great fucking idea.
Isn't that a great fucking idea?
Yeah, that's a really great idea.
Well, ooh, hold on. I just lost my headphones. I got so excited I pulled them out of my ears. I will make a note of this for when I edit it to revisit that idea.
Also, shoddy my short skirt.
Ah, that's fine. Badge mon idea. Okay, I wrote it down, so now it could happen. Okay, maybe we'll see. All right, but back to this this Dorito story. So the global chief executive of Doritos, or of Pepsi, I guess, said this: although women would love to crunch chips loudly, lick their fingers, and pour crumbs from the bag into their mouth afterwards, they prefer not to do this in public. You watch a lot of the young guys eat the chips. They love their Doritos, and they lick their fingers with great glee. And when they reach the bottom of the bag, they pour the little broken pieces into their mouth because they don't want to lose that taste of the flavor and the broken chips at the bottom of the bag. Women would, at least he said women and not girls, would love to do the same.
Is this the CEO? Because it's a woman, which was like doubly disappointing.
Indra Nooyi.
Yeah, oh I think so.
Yes.
She's the CEO of Doritos and has been since something like 2008 and is the first woman CEO of Doritos or whatever company.
That's
whatever,
really bigger. Unfortunate.
Okay,
let me finish.
Let me finish this quote and then we can take it away. Women would love to do the same, but they don't. They don't like to crunch too loudly in public, and they don't lick their fingers. I fucking do that all the time.
Dude, I do that shit like on the subway. I'm like...
Mm-hmm. It's not a male and female as much as are there snacks for women that can be designed and packaged differently. And yes, we are looking at it, and we're getting ready to launch a bunch of them soon. The low crunch triangular snacks will come in special packs specifically designed to fit into women's handbags. Take it away, ladies.
Now, what kind of handbag are we talking? Are we talking like a wristlet?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think it's talking a clutch.
Yeah, because I believe she also went on to say that because, you know, women love to carry snacks around with them in their purse. And I'm like, negative. No, I don't. But some people don't.
Yeah.
And the whole, there's so many problems with this, but I just want to start with none of that stuff is true. Can you please show me the study that you did?
Somebody sat in an ad room, and it was, and this, keep in mind that this is a subsidiary of Pepsi, so these are the same people who potentially came up with the Kendall Jenner Black Lives Matter Pepsi ad.
Yeah, exactly. I just, like, I have a problem.
Over two,
well,
guys.
Chances are they have two separate, they have different, like, ad agencies doing their work.
Yes,
but
yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean one is more enlightened.
Right.
Obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah. But just, like, I have a problem with people spouting off nonsense as if it were, like, authoritative and true. And I know that we're in the world of fake news, right? But I feel like this is not actually unique to, like, the fake news era. Like, I feel like some sort of, like, anecdotal... Well... I know this is not unique to the fake news era because
this is just a stupid, insulting idea.
It just sounds like it lives in like a fantasy, like ad induced world and not the real world.
Mm-hmm. But this is also where, like, you really see how patriarchy and capitalism like really complement each other, mm-hmm. which is why we should probably question both because
fuck the patriarchy.
First of all, yes. First of all, like, this is fucking ridiculous. They are goddamn chips. But, like, I mean, it's just like when they did...
Just in case just you like need when... help remembering. They're chips.
They're chips.
Right, it's not... There's this has nothing to do with learned or biological differences between men and women. They're fucking chips. But it's just like what they did with kids' toys. Like, if you just... duplicate them and market one for girls and one for boys, you can make more money and
yep, change it.
Everyone change feel like they need, yeah. Like you need to have like this super pink like vomit if you're a girl, and then you must have something super manly and more interesting if you're a boy. And that's kind of what this is. But it also is super insulting too, because the problem is they're not coming out with man Doritos, they're coming out with lady Doritos, which means that Doritos are set up as the norm, and anything lady is the different, the you know, like the other.
Well,
like fuck you.
Okay.
Also, not to mention, like, just from an aesthetic standpoint, if it is lighter and less crunchy, like what the hell is in it? No, I'm kind serious. Like the, what kind of crazy? It came from the depths of the lab. Science is in those chips.
It all tastes gross. Just like the, I think baked legs are baked legs. Baked
legs. Well, baked legs are gross.
They are, but baked Lays are gross. I kind of picture them.
Oh, I
like,
love baked Lays.
Not
it's
me.
My favorite. One of my favorite chips. Actually.
I kind of picture them as tasting like that. So in this article, there's a quote from a spokesperson from the Women's Equality Party. Who said, companies that perpetuate these tired gender stereotypes will continue to lose out on the single biggest consumer group, women.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, here's my favorite quote. No doubt some male consumers will welcome the chance to have a bigger package. But the idea of shrinking products for women, no doubt for the same price, is as old as the ad men making the decisions. But right. I didn't even think about that. Is probably the actual ounces in your bag will get smaller, but it'll still cost, you know, your same.
I was totally in the
same price, smaller, slimmer bag.
Yep. It's the vagina tax.
Yeah, and guess what, ladies?
Whatever, all the time. Yeah.
These aren't going to make you smell less like Doritos, crunch less, and they're still probably going to have a lot of calories. So
yeah, also, they're still going to be junk food. So you still shouldn't eat them.
Exactly.
And the crunch
now you just have a moral reason not to eat them.
Yes, spoiler alert.
Yes, there you go.
This is a dumb idea. So
easier for the protest. But the crunch thing is really stupid too, just because people like to eat crunchy things. It's like an evolutionary thing, right? Like, that's why all of these products are super crunchy.
Oh,
yes.
I mean,
too much freshness or something. But they're like, I swear to God, and somebody who's listening can maybe.
I didn't know about that. I just knew they were salty and delicious.
Yeah. Well, also salty and delicious, but the crunch. Think about how many things have crunch. I've swear to God, I've heard about this on a podcast or something, which makes it true.
There you go.
That also makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that women are so delicate that we need to have special chips made for us.
But like, not for nothing, no one should enjoy crunching in public because it is kind of gross. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gross to watch someone else crunch. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, when I'm, grabbing a snack on the go and, like, standing on the subway platform, like, crunching a bag of chips. Like, I feel bad. Like, I feel a little gross. I feel like I know this is, like, a space we should not be eating in.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we should all feel that way. Like,
see, I don't feel
what
that
your
way.
Body parts are. Just shouldn't matter.
I don't feel that way amongst strangers in public, but I do feel more self-conscious when I'm with like a smaller group of people or even like a group of people. I was at a Super Bowl party the other night and I was like loudly chomping away at stuff and was like, this is really gross because I shouldn't be doing this amongst people that I know. But I just realized that the broadcast may have inspired this whole thing because remember last year we had the whole crunch, crunch, crunch scandal of 2016.
Right. It wasn't That's a right. scandal, though.
It wasn't. It was delicious and glorious.
It was delicious and glorious. And I may or may not have almost.
Crunch is the new like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I may have had an incident with that on a Patron's Choice podcast.
Was that last night? The most recent one? Okay, I'm thinking, I'm like, she's only been on one choice. A bunch of hangouts. We'll talk about that at the end, though. Stay tuned. All right, so naturally there was a Twitter party about this Dorito thing. So let's get at this. Shani, I'm assuming the one you pulled up is the HuffPo one?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a different one. So between the two of these, we can probably find some good ones. I'll start with the one that I had. Women, we want equal pay for equal work and an end to sex discrimination in the workplace. Society, here's a bag of Lady Doritos so you won't have to crunch too loudly in front of your male colleagues. Do you want to go back and forth on?
Well, that was the first one that was on this HuffPost one, too. So they might have pulled the same tweets. Yeah. Because the next one is from Jesse Dean, which is, cheer up, gals. We may not get a lady president, but we do get Lady Doritos.
Okay, I don't have that one.
All our problems are solved. Hooray.
I'm with Doritos, hashtag.
That's pretty funny.
Episode title.
Oh, no, but then people are going to think that we're pro this Lady Doritos.
Exactly.
That's very true. Not if I hashtag it. And end sarcasm. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
What if you write hashtag? Okay, fine. It was a bad joke. Whatever, guys. I thought it was really funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's see. I want to know how the Lady Doritos conversation went. Bob. Hey, Sharon. Doritos needs to make a stronger stance in the Me Too movement. Any ideas? Sharon. Equal pay, perhaps more resources for women who experience harassment in the workplace? Bob. Doritos for ladies. Got it.
Oh, Bob.
I like this one from Molly Hodgson that says, about to sit down and write an angry letter to Doritos, and she's posted a picture of the fucking Bic pens for her. Let's make them pink and charge 50 cents more.
That's right.
I don't know if there's actually a price difference.
So speaking of, this tweet is, women would rather have affordable feminine hygiene products and contraception, but instead we get Lady Doritos.
Let's see. Jessica Valenti tweeted, the only good thing about the new quiet quote-unquote Lady Doritos is now they can't hear us coming.
This one, I think, is my favorite. Breaking news. Mike Pence not allowed to be in the same room as Lady Doritos unless he is accompanied by mother. I think I just laughed myself into a contraction, so that's exciting.
It's working.
I'm not kidding. Jim, next one.
At Let Me Start tweeted, questions I have about the forthcoming Lady Doritos. One, may I request they be salted with the tears of our enemies? Two, will they be priced to align with the gender pay gap? Three, if a lady is okay with crunching crumbs and public eating, is she banned from purchasing them? That was less funny than just good points.
I don't know. I liked the wage gap.
Yes, I like that too. Yeah.
It's like, no, they'll be the same price. The size will just be.
It'll just be 70% smaller.
It'll be a reverse.
So they
wage
can fit
gap.
In your clutch purse, though. That's
exactly.
To be fair.
Streamlined. Mm-hmm. So you can fit it in your purse on the go.
Yeah. And then the last one that I have is, and if they fail to remain silent, the chips will be rebranded as hysterical liars who are ruining chips for everyone.
Nice. Another tweet from Lorraine at Lorraine Baker. I saw Lady Doritos trending and thought, so Kylie named her baby.
She actually did, I think, allegedly tweet the name out. Stormy.
I didn't realize she was actually pregnant. I thought that was all just a ruse.
Well, she was, and her due date was February 4th. Just like mine was.
Wow. Is she having your baby?
Just saying.
Don't let her name it.
Yeah. Stormy Dorito. All right. That's all I had. Do we want to get into the rest of the facey back? Oh, we had some comments about this, the Lady Dorito thing, because this was a suggestion on the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup. Matt said, based on our most recent Patron Choice podcast, will they keep Shandy from choking?
She's nodding her head.
Well, exactly. I almost had a near-death experience. Well, not really. That's obviously a super exaggeration. but I ate a chip. And I was trying to be apparently ladylike, aka just not rude, and it didn't work out so well.
Well, I'm
blue
glad
waffle.
You got to tell the tale.
Sorry, no. I remembered it was blue waffle. That's the gross thing to not.
I was gonna say something.
Jay just called from the other room. Don't look at it.
I was going to say something about like pancakes or some sort of breakfast food, and then I thought, no, that's crazy. It can't be that.
It is that. It just popped into my head. I was like, that's what it is. An hour awesome. Later, we come back to it.
My
Still,
life somehow feels
it.
Complete.
Yeah. Thank God Amanda won't remember it by the time she's allowed back on the internet.
It's true. I've already forgotten it. What?
Yeah. Natasha said,
green omelets. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, totally. Green omelets.
Green
yeah.
omelets. Green omelets and ham.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Natasha says, good old patriarchy keeping women docile and polite for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kathy said, regarding my bullet journaling confession from last week, yes, I don't do the fancy lettering and stuff, but I used to make lists on all kinds of random pieces of paper, and now I make all of my lists in my bullet journal. It has helped me be so much more organized. And she posted a picture of them. She used one for a full year. That's amazing.
Wow.
Very impressive. I was very impressed. I got real excited.
How long does the average person use a bullet journal?
So the lady that I work with, I think, uses hers like by month or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But I think it really is up to like the user's preference of how they want to utilize everything.
How many things they got to do.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then Matt T said, I've been reading a book you may enjoy. It's called The Power by Naomi Alderman. It's a fantasy novel where teenage girls suddenly have the power of creating electricity, and it shakes up the dynamics between men and women. I'm 100 pages in and I'm on board. That totally sounds like something that's up my alley. I need
Absolutely.
To write that down. yeah, or whenever good. I finish The West Wing and have time. And I will link to it in the show notes because that actually really is very interesting to me.
Yeah, it sounded really good.
Yeah, it does sound good. Also, how far along are you in The West Wing now?
We are towards the middle end of season one. The episode that we're in the middle of right now is a 24-hour trip to California.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's one.
Let's see. Ooh, it's time for she-mails. Do you want to do voicemail or... we'll start with email this week. We'll switch it up.
Also, this is a little ironic. We didn't do our facey back sort of song, given that Justin Timberlake did the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. Yeah, because I think his performance was so underwhelming.
It was. The sound mixing was off. His dancing was kind of old dad dancing. It was,
and also, like, he didn't have any guests.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to perform that long? Like, unless you're Gaga, like, you got to have somebody else up there with you.
Yeah.
And the fact that it wasn't Janet Jackson is not okay.
He should have had Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I thought for a second maybe he'd bring out Jay-Z when Suit and Tie started. Because I didn't know that Jay-Z has never performed at a Super Bowl, not even as a guest.
That doesn't surprise me. That, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought for sure, like, one of Beyonce's or... somebody's he would have guessed it on, but I guess not.
Well, Beyonce,
she was a guest. Must have forget Mars.
It wasn't actually her halftime show.
It was Bruno Mars.
I mean, she ran away with it.
And
no,
Coldplay.
Coldplay's and Bruno Mars and Beyonce were guests, and they were like, "Thank you, backup band. We've got it from here."
That's right. That's right. I don't know. I thought for some reason, but yeah. So that would have been cool. I don't know. And I know that there's a whole other controversy involving Justin's half-ball.
His half-ball.
Halftime performance, and I don't even have the energy to get into that right now.
You know, I did not watch even a minute of the Super Bowl.
It was actually very exciting.
It was exciting, yeah.
I don't like sports.
It was.
But I get why people get excited about sports, because I was literally sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, is this what it feels like? I'm actually really nervous.
Yeah.
Like, why do I have these emotions? It's weird.
I was hoping that it would put me into labor, but it didn't. all right. Emails. I can start with the one from the Naughty Catholic if you want.
Okay.
I've done so much talking tonight, but I feel like energized, and I feel like I was such a wet blanket last week that I got to pull my weight this week.
No, you were great. You're always great.
Shut up.
Oh. Fine, whatever. I take my compliment back.
I'm sorry. That was mean.
No, not too late. Compliment's already been mentioned. We're no longer friends.
Oh.
I'm going to stop working on your baby blanket right now.
Are you going to take my honorary degree away from me like I'm Bill O'Reilly? Oh,
yep. Gone. You can mail it back to me. I won't even send you a pre-marked envelope. You have to pay for the shipping yourself.
Fine. Take your fucking 69-cent big mailer.
Come
shut
now.
It.
It was 75 cents.
Whatever.
Mm.
Okay. Hi, ladies. It's the Naughty Catholic here. I was listening to the episode where you discussed the vibrator that makes art from your orgasm. It made me decide to write and make you ladies an offer. Ooh.
This is where I got intrigued.
I know. I recently became a pure romance. I recently became a pure romance independent consultant. The products don't make art, but they are still fabulous. Have any of you ever been to a party? I'm assuming a sex toy party. One of my,
yes.
A pure romance party, duh. I'm going to be like, yes, I was at a Super Bowl party the other day, actually. One of my favorite items is a shave cream called Coochie. Oh, I can't even see my Coochie anymore.
well, just for now.
If you haven't used it, I'd be happy to send you all some samples if you tell me where to mail them. yes. I got a feeling I'm going to be pretty grossed out when I can see down there again. Besides the mild products, we also have wild products. I'll give you my website below so you can check it out. Jay might want something for when Colleen is out of commission, quote unquote, after the baby is born. Actually, I have an offer for you. I could set up a shopping link for you and the listeners to place orders. Let me know if you're interested. Totally interested. Her website, and I will also link to this in the show notes, and I will put it in the Facebook page unless she gives me, because I asked her for the shop link. So either one will be in the show notes, and it's pureromance.com/ Julie Feaster, JuLieFeaster. I am totally down with that.
I think that's awesome
tie-in for Valentine's Day and a promotion that maybe we can do in honor of my 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it.
I do have a funny story, though, about my 6 weeks. So I've been pre-planning everything lately. And I was at the store the other day, and like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, you know, like whatever. I went down like the personal hygiene item aisle, and I was like, oh, KY, I should get some like lube for Jay as like a sweet little gesture, like, I'm so sorry that I'm out of commission for a while. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what would be good? And I remembered, like, I was like, the hot stuff. I remember, like, you know, the orange one. Like, that might, like, that, you know, back in the day, like, I remember that. That sounded kind of good. And then I got really nervous because Jay is a very particularly picky person when it comes to everything. Like, you know, the milk went out of date today and we don't drink it anymore. It's like that. Or so then I got really nervous and I was like, oh, my God, what if I get the wrong one? And you know, that one's not good. And then I've got to be that person that comes in to, like, return lube.
Oh, my God. Can you return it? I mean, I guess if you don't open it.
Well, I was in Walmart. So, apparently, you can return anything at Walmart.
Good to know.
So, I got the little one. And I was like, look what I got for you for when I'm out of commission for 6 weeks. And he was like, oh, he's like, I'm going to need a lot more than that. And I was like, well, what, you know, I don't want to be that person that had to return lube. So now I know that I can just send him the link to Julie's store and be like, here, pick something else out.
And I will pay for it. Love you.
Get it in large.
I told this story on here, or maybe he told it on where he went to buy KY and at Walmart and or at Target, and he was the person that was checking him out recognized his name from the Lost Podcast.
Oh, no way.
Small world.
And he was like, let me hide this something.
It's tough being a celebrity.
That's tough
being famous.
This was like, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, but it's one of my favorite stories.
That was pretty funny.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know that, especially if it was a dude, that dude was like, yeah, good job. He shouldn't be particularly embarrassed about.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he was
products.
Buying, like, condoms. Maybe he was. So. Good times.
Nice. Oh, speaking of sex, I forgot to mention, and I forgot to link in the group, but I was on that 50 Shades podcast, and it has since been released.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was released 2 days ago at this point now that we're recording. So if anyone feels like listening, I thought it was a lot of fun to record. So
sweet.
Nice.
And that was on the franchise.
It was on the franchise podcast with two people who actually know stuff about movies and then me as the guest.
Well, you knew stuff about the movie you were talking about.
That's true. I also had to do a top 5 movies of 2017. No, top 10. That's what made it difficult because I did not see 10 movies that came out in 2017.
That's a lot of movies. I mean, movies are expensive these days. I'm sure there's a large majority of people that don't see 10 movies.
Oh, and actually it was 2015, come to think of it, because that's the year that 50 Shades first came out. So that means that, like, I've had two and a half years to also see it, like, you know, on Netflix or whatever sometime. Right. But I still haven't seen 10 movies.
Awesome.
Well, it's okay. You're out living your life. You can never feel bad about that.
Well,
yeah.
If you need someone to listen to during our maternity leave and you don't want to go back through our back catalog, you can check out Shandy on the Franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 50 Shades of Grey episode.
Yep.
All right. Andy's virginity. While we're talking about sex. What? Was that wrong?
No. Okay. So we have two things about Andy's virginity. So I vote that Amanda read this first one from JP.
Ah, yes. I can do that. So JP says, "Hi, broads, and our newest baby G. By the time we cover this email, I hope Colleen and Jay are new proud parents."
We're not.
Well, almost. Sometimes we can't get all everything we want in life. In good time, my friend. Anyway, I wanted to comment on Andy's online dating experiences. While I agree Andy has the best intentions and wants the next person he meets to be the best girlfriend, I think Andy is putting too much emphasis on meeting someone who he is immediately putting them in the girlfriend zone, as opposed to just the friend zone. I've been single since October, and while of course I want a relationship, I find what takes a huge burden off the whole experience is just focusing on whether you can see yourself as being friends with the person. Long-term relationships I have had in the past were all with people I felt were also my best friend. Hope that helps, Andy. JP.
Yeah, because someday you're not, if you have kids, you're not going to be able to have sex with them for 6 weeks, so you're going to want to be friends with them.
You're going to want to like them as a person.
And then when you're both real tired after 6 weeks, you're not going to want to be friends with them anymore. You're just going to want to have sex with them. It really, I mean, it's a cycle.
Oh, man. Okay, well, and so that is very timely because Andy also wrote in an update. So he writes, "Hey, broads, I saw a cartoon on Facebook a few days ago about what online dating is like. For men, it was a picture of a guy fishing in an empty pond. For women, it was a picture of a woman in the water surrounded by sharks. While it is frustrating to come up empty-handed, it's good to know I'm not alone, although it's definitely sad that being surrounded by sharks is probably why it is that way. Not that I could blame them. Thanks for the positive reinforcement. I know my feelings on my journey range from everything is going to be okay to burn it all down and get ready to live alone forever. And I don't want to leave it at the latter before Colleen's maternity leave. Things may be turning in my favor. I got 2 likes on the site I'm using. One of them just happened to be a single mom. I sent her a message but didn't hear back from her. I've had this happen a few times before and it's confusing. Why would she like me and not even engage in chatting? In this case, I'll chalk it up to her being tied up with mom responsibilities."
Tired works too.
Right.
That's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. Maybe just tied up in the 50 Shades way.
Before we move on, Amanda, do you have a answer to that question as somebody who has experience with online dating?
Why would you like someone if you're going to not respond?
I don't know if I have a good answer, but I know I've definitely done that to people. And I don't think there's a good answer for it. I think ultimately you can kind of chalk it up to the same way. And we said that when we were talking about, you know, weeks past, where it's easier to be unkind to someone that is just a picture on a computer screen and to not be your kindest self.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes the frustration goes either way. I think sometimes you get really frustrated with online dating and you just kind of throw a bunch of things out and then you sort of change your mind. It's kind of hard to say. Like, I don't think there's a good answer to that question.
Yeah, but like definitely nothing personal.
No, I don't think it's anything personal because at that point they don't know you. You're just
know you as a person. Yeah.
They don't. You're just a profile picture and that's all you are, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, so Andy goes on to say, "The other day another woman liked me. We've been talking and so far it's been going well. It's a little weird because I'm thinking about asking her out, but we're so close to Valentine's Day. Obviously, whatever we do won't be too serious. Odds are it'll be okay and I'll have a really great update when you come back. Hopefully the update won't be that she joined a convent, realized she was a lesbian, moved to Bulgaria, or spontaneously combusted. My experience is you never know. Maybe, dare say, it could work out and be the start of something great. I'll let you know. Congratulations, Colleen, and hopefully the headache of these final days of your pregnancy is near its end. #I'm with hers, Andy."
Woo. Woohoo!
Nice.
I was at the Valentine's Day thing. Like, honestly, for me, I would say don't worry about it. Like, don't like feel any pressure, or also don't like avoid that day in the calendar because it's Valentine's Day. I just like, I really think Valentine's Day is so stupid. And I really think that we make way too much of it in how like couples should celebrate it. But I also think we make too much of it in like, oh my God, if I start dating her on Valentine's Day, then like, you know, or like, I can't have a date with a random person on Valentine's Day because it happens to be February 14th. Like, I just think that's silly.
And I agree with you, except for the actual doing anything. Like, I agree with all the reasons you gave, but I think almost because of those reasons, I would just avoid being on an online dating site for the weeks around Valentine's Day, because everybody else gets really weird. And it it's probably just not healthy if your self-esteem is already feeling a little knocked. I would just avoid the whole thing altogether. Like, you know, go out and treat yourself to, you know, a nice cocktail, or like, you know, go to a museum, like just kind of avoid the whole thing. It's just because it is also stupid. People kind of build it up and it becomes this really like unnecessary.
Well, I just want to refer back to JP's email, in which don't place too much focus on putting somebody in like to girlfriends in right away.
It's good advice.
I don't see anything wrong with, if you can handle it, like continuing to at least see what happens and pursue it. Because if you don't, you know, go forward, you know, how will you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be cliche and be like, if you don't put yourself out there, you'll never know. But of course he is putting himself out there. That's why he's doing all this. Duh. But good luck. I can't wait in a couple of weeks to hear the update of this. Yay. And then I think we will finish out the show with a voicemail from JP.
Nice.
Whoa, two JPs in one day. Crazy.
Lucky us.
Hello, ladies. It's JP. I was just calling to say hello, and I wanted to congratulate Colleen on her newborn. Hopefully this makes it to the air before that happens. But Colleen, I hope you have a healthy child, and I wish you the best of luck. I'll see everybody in May.
Wah, wah.
Oh, that was a really sweet message, though.
That was a really sweet message. Hope maybe by the time this airs.
Yeah,
maybe. Right?
I've had some contractions on and off even as we've been recording. None of them have hurt, so they probably meant nothing, but still. That's better than a usual night.
Well, you know, the art of positive thinking.
Exactly. But anyways, good show, ladies.
Indeed. Indeed. We've had some highs, we've had some lows, we've had some chips.
We've had lots of chips. Yeah. Let's see. All right, housekeeping stuff. Next week, we will have our Real Weird Sisters episode, unless if we manage to pull together that Vagina Monologues thing real quick. So
I love that.
I really love it. We got to make this happen.
Let's fucking make that happen. And the Real Weird Sisters episode is so much fun.
It's
excited for it to go out. But that could be
both. Yeah, then we have 2 weeks of stuff, and then it's like we won't even be gone.
Exactly.
So yeah, we'll see. Trying to think what else. Thank you to the patrons. If you would like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jandjack. We have a new patron, so I think that brings us up to 4.
Hooray.
Awesome. More to go. Welcome, David, if you joined because you listened to us. Thank you. That's very exciting. Oh, especially thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Molly the Millennial, Tack from Tokyo, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Eckhart Rickner. Thank you guys so very much. And thank you again to everyone. So let's talk about the Patrons' Choice Show. So every month at the $15 or more level, you have a hangout, which is a video chat with anybody from the network that can make it. And that is super fun. And at the $5 level, you get into the special patrons group, Facebook group, where you vote on a Patrons' Choice Show every month. And the one that we did for January was the top TV shows of 2017, which featured Shandy Pants.
Woo! I was the token woman. Hey.
Holla.
Had I not been such an a-hole, I would have been there. I was excited. I like was ready to go. Aww. Well, I guess not that ready because I completely forgot about it.
Next month. The one that's winning for February is Valentine's Day Disaster Stories.
Yeah, I don't got any good ones of those.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so sure I'd have to dig deep into the recesses of my, you know, contained
either. But I don't know. That one could be fun if we can get enough people. But anyway, check that one out if you're a patron at the $5 level or not or more. Stay tuned for some Patreon promotions that are being planned as well. But definitely consider, though, check it out, all the different things that you get for different levels. You know you want to hear more Shandy. You know you're dying to hear more Shandy.
Yeah, I want to know, what shows did you pick?
I can't spoil it.
Oh my God, can you give us one? Got to tease the audience, you know?
No one, because she F-bombed.
Oh, but did I choose that as my show?
Exactly. She could have been talking about someone else's choice.
Very true.
Well, or I could be talking about no one's choice at all.
That's true. Mm. There is a poll in the patrons group for whose list is the best, which as soon as Jay told me that, I was like, did Shandy agree to this? Cause she hates that shit. That's literally her least favorite thing.
Well, I mean, I agreed to be on the podcast that was ranking.
I know. Like, you were such a good sport.
I did a ranking podcast. So there you go.
And
but please vote for me so that I don't feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please. Oh, and vote twice. So someone vote as if they were me.
Well, you can vote.
Not till Sunday.
That's fine.
Oh, right.
It doesn't so far, end today. It ends at the end of the month.
Okay.
Okay, so far, Piss Sinker.
Piss Sinker, yes.
New name.
Continue.
So far, Sink Pisser is the only person who's voted for me. And I don't think he's even listened to it. And he also, oh no, he changed his vote.
He said that he listened.
Oh. Well, there you go. Okay. Anyway, I mean,
speechless.
Also, if I don't win the best top five list, I actually would be okay. So don't feel pressure.
So, I mean, you were up against Matt, who is the king of the top five lists.
Well, I will say, I think that my shows that I picked are way, like, significantly better than his shows.
Oh!
There's that.
Again, he's the king of the list, so this is not surprising news.
Also, I do have to add the caveat that most of the shows that he chose I haven't actually seen, so I can't technically judge whether or not they're better than the ones that I've seen.
Did any of them include Patrick Swayze?
No.
No. Did any of them include toilet papering people's houses being part of your favorite thing about fall?
I must have missed that one.
That's one of the ones that of his top 10 list that actually literally made me laugh out loud.
Did any of them include turkey?
Turkey. Yeah. That would be the November
turkey pages, as a side dish.
As a side dish.
What? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're a $15 or more level patron, you can see Shandy's running tour throughout Monterey, in which she took us in the dark to the Big Little Lies restaurant and got hit by a motorcycle or a dirt bike.
That's awesome.
It was really fun.
I would love to go back in the daylight sometime. Actually, I guess like maybe when it's more like summer, if that sort of situation happens again.
Yeah.
Because the sun will still be out. Because I got real excited about showing the Big Little Lies, and then I got there and I was like, oh, you guys can see literally nothing. But hey, we're here.
Trust
me,
we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to plan it.
It was fun though.
Better.
Super fun. I got to be that person who walks around like a giant fucking tool with.
Would never refuse to believe that.
FaceTiming, but it was definitely worth it for the patrons.
Yay! So check those all out. And if you're so inclined, visit Julie's Pure Romance website. Again, I will post all the links everywhere. If you'd like to shop Amazon, you can shop through our affiliates link, which is amazon.com/jayandjack. I think we've covered it all. Again, stay tuned for whatever we do next week.
I was going to say, if you're so inclined to shop at Julie's store, and if you're also so inclined to feel comfortable enough please tell us what you got and how it worked out.
Oh, yeah. Let us know. And Julie, I got about 6 months worth of catching up to do. So if you want to send me that vagina shaving cream, I'll take it. Hey, Jay just walked in. Remember when that lost podcast listener recognized you at Walmart? Were you buying lube or condoms? Lube, okay. I couldn't fully remember because it was a long time ago.
Best story ever.
And there we go. Now we can really go home because there's no loose ends left.
Can you please tell Jay that I applaud him?
She applauds you. He left again. Okay.
Okay.
Poor Jay is sick. He's taken like 15,000 milligrams of Airborne for the last month and still got sick.
No.
Sad.
Yeah, the flu is going around my office.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm going to start breathing into a paper bag for safety.
It's been nasty this year. Did you get a flu shot?
Yes.
I did.
Okay.
Well, as a pregnant lady, I guess you would have had to.
Well, they don't force you. They ask you.
They just strongly encourage you.
I would have done it anyway. I've done it every year. Ever since Jay had the flu, what, 4 years ago at this point? 3 years ago? And I saw how that, like, really screws with you. I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to get the flu shot.
Good.
So,
yeah.
I did.
So if you do get it this year, it's supposed to at least, like, not be as bad.
Yeah. Well, they said that the South American flu was horrific, so they were expecting it to be bad for us.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. People have died from it.
I know.
Yeah. Well, people die every year, but yeah.
But,
like, more people have died. Yeah.
More.
Yeah. I feel like I've just heard about it more this year. So maybe it's just a coincidence, but.
No, I don't think it's a coincidence. Yeah. I do think more people than usual. I think it's been, like, particularly bad this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it has been. That's a thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is such a happy note. I'm with Doritos, but I'm not. I'll eat regular Doritos. I'll eat man Doritos, I guess.
Screw it. Get
Fritos
rid of it all.
For life.
I'm going to eat some Fritos, some Tostitos.
Mm-hmm.
Screw those damn.
I'm going to just stick with my second favorite after Fritos, which is Ruffles.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm more a kettle cooked kind of gal.
Yeah.
Extra crunchy, I think,
you
the kettles.
Would be.
Yeah.
This is a very crunchy episode. We've talked about a lot of things that are crunchy in all ways. Anyway, all right, let's get out of here because it's not even 11 o'clock and I'm not sure the last time we finished recording this early.
Yeah.
On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And we will talk to you next time. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.